Raymond Coles, congratulations. What? Talk to me about tonight's game.
It was an exciting game like we hoped, and they stayed with us, and it was a good intense game, and that's what you want for a championship game. And we got to end the season undefeated, and it's great.
What does that mean to you?
It's great. It means coach worked us hard, and it means we're that much closer to being as the best we can be. So we got it done.
Did you guys ever talk about the undefeated season going throughout the game? You guys were ranked nationally in the country and number one in the state overall. How was this season, and how did it feel to come out and win the state championship tonight?
It was a great season. We had a lot of good games, and we just had to come out and get everyone one at a time, and it was a wonderful season. We got to travel to beautiful New York. It was a good bonding experience, and I love this team, and we just got it done.
How was that trip?
It was great. It was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, so can't ask for anything more than that.
Do you think that put Hopkins on the map?
I think it did a little bit because nobody really knew about us. We don't play a national schedule. And so it got us a chance to display our talent and see what we could do.
What's next for you?
I'm going to be headed out to the beautiful, sunny California, San Francisco, at Santa Clara.
Playing basketball.
Oh, yes, basketball all the way.
Marcus Williams, congratulations. What does this mean?
It means a lot. A lot of people doubted us from the beginning of the season. We just wanted to come out, show everybody that we're the number one team and the reason why.
You guys went undefeated the whole year. And just talk to me about this game.
This game, it was a good game. I still congrats to them. They were a good team, but we had to come out with a good defense. And that's what we did, and that's how we came out with a W.
Neither team was able to go on a run until you guys put one on late in the second half. You had a grinder the other night in the semifinals. Do you think teams are figured you out by the end of the year?
I'm not sure. A lot of teams like to hold the ball. And that's what changed the thing up. So it was low scoring. But today's game was a defensive game. We missed a lot of shots, but we played defense good. So that's what helped us out a lot.
What does it feel like to be the 4A state champions?
It feels good, man. We've been waiting for this for a long time. We had sophomore year, senior, and junior year, we didn't make it. So to make it this year, it's a good feeling.
Do you know what you're doing next year? You're a senior, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior. I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking at schools right now.
Who are your top contenders?
Right now, I have North Dakota State, Northern Iowa, and Nebraska, and George Mason looking at me.
Congratulations, Kenny Novak, the head coach. Talk to me about tonight's game.
It was an interesting game. I think we basically came in. I don't think that we realized how much pressure these guys were on. Everybody tries to deny it. And even I told them and it's not just basketball pressure. There's a lot of pressure from other things that have taken place, and a lot of cat calls, things coming from center field. And they came out. They played hard. They did what they had to do. I thought defensively they were very good. I didn't think we finished inside as well. I think we had 20, 25 points of buckets. I wish we would have finished. They blocked 8 shots. Dower had 6 of them. We didn't make the free throws like we should have. But, I think there's that innate pressure that winning by 10 isn't quite good enough. And, sometimes I think it causes us to rush. And I thought we rushed for much of the night, especially offensively. But they competed, they endured, and they pulled it out.
What's your emotions? Is it relief among them, or is it just sheer joy, or what?
I would lie to you if I didn't say there isn't a lot of relief in it. I'm glad this is, I'm sad because I'm sad I'm going to miss these kids. I've been with them a long time. These guys since, ninth grade, most of them, they've been on the bottom, they've been on the varsity. They've worked, done everything they've asked of them. They've improved so much. I feel bad for them a little bit, a little sad too, because I do think they've endured some things that kids shouldn't have to endure. I think there's a lot of double standards that have been out there as far as what's going on. The Star and Tribune kind of blasted us, and then they came out and, when Washburn, they talk about Hale and how great it is that he transferred and got it. No one seemed to care. And then they read a positive article on him. It's a little bit of both. I am relieved. I'm relieved it's done. I'm relieved we're going to get it done. But, it's nice that these guys can finish their quest.
People are going to talk about this is the best team ever, like for one season. Are you going to get into that debate, or have you ever seen a better one for one season?
I they competed like crazy. I don't think you can compare eras. I really don't. We're the only undefeated team, I think. I'm not sure on since 4A's been created. And and I think we're even, a lot of the teams all the way back generally lost once, and the ones they even talk about. You know, they endured. They played a national schedule. They played supposedly second best team in New York. They played a lot of teams, and they did very well with it. I think it's an honor to be mentioned with them all, and that's and I think we should be mentioned with them.
Coach, how long did it take for the guys to really kind of come together and kind of play as a single unit?
You know, I think it took about a few weeks, about a month, and they started playing pretty well. I actually thought we were playing our best basketball, maybe about a month ago.
Royce White, congratulations. What's going through your head right now, buddy?
Just getting back to the school and celebrating with the community right now.
What does this win mean?
It means a lot. It means a lot to us. We had a lot of adversity this year, and we fought through it and we came out with a championship.
What was this game like?
It was intense. It was intense from start to finish, and Osseo played a great game, and it was definitely a great game to be a part of.
Talk to me about the crowd tonight. You got the both lower deck and the upper deck basically filled. Could you hear anything in here, first off?
Yeah, well, when they started yelling, it became very hard to hear, but we could hear each other at some points, but it was a great crowd.
Mike Brohammer, congratulations. Talk to me about this game tonight.
This was a hard-fought game, and, it was just a great game if you were watching.
What does this mean for you, yourself?
This means a lot to me. I mean, we've been going at it for 3 years now. This is our third year, and it's just nice to finally get here and win it all.
Could you be able to hear anything throughout out the game? Because
No, I couldn't. You shut all that stuff out after a while. You get used to it.
Do you know what you're going to be doing? You're a senior this year, right?
Yep.
Do you know what you're going to be doing next year?
I'm going to be going to Notre Dame. So heading off to summer school June here. To
play ball?
Yep.
You guys came close the last couple of years. Finally got it to the top of the mountain. Talk about how it feels.
It feels great. It's something we've been working on for, like you said, a couple of years now. And it just feels nice to finally get here and win it.
Is it exciting or is it almost relief? Because, there was a little bit of pressure because of the expectations.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both.
Yeah. Thank you. Trent Lockett Hopkins, congratulations on the win. Talk to me about this game tonight.
It was a close game. Osseo played us real well. They crashed the boards hard, but I think in the end, our defense is what did it for. We got a couple stops in a row and just finished the game out strong.
Talk to me about this crowd tonight. They had to open up the upper deck. You guys are actually playing this arena before, but have you had a crowd like this intense and loud?
Yeah, each school brought a lot of fans, and it was just a great atmosphere. I mean, during the game, you kind of block the fans out, but when you walk out on the floor, you kind of realize how many people are actually here.
What does this mean for you to actually go out and win the state title?
It means a lot to us. I mean, people were putting pressure on us all year that we had to win the state title, but we pictured ourselves in this position at the beginning of the year, and now we're finally here. It's a great feeling.
Kind of a nice bookend to your career. You won a state title as a freshman, another one as a senior.
Yeah, definitely. Great way to go out, made the all-tournament team. We won the state championship. It's a great way to finish my high school career. Yeah,
do you
problem.
Know what you're going to be doing next year?
As far as
school?
Oh, yeah, Arizona State. I committed my junior year.
Moses, talk to me about this game tonight.
It was a good game. It were a good competition.
Talk to me about this whole season itself.
Our season's been great. I mean, we have a really good coach. We've been working hard. We play together. We're just like one big family.
What does this win mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, for me personally, it's like my first state tournament I've ever played in. So it means a lot. And then we should have been in the state tournament for a couple of years back, but ups and downs. But this is really big.
What's it like playing out here on the big court?
Just a little bigger, but we can adjust.